All right, I was asking you about having milk with your tea. If you like milk in your tea, you say you drink your tea how?
You personally drink your tea like milk. With milk.
Okay, that's all we want is a pronunciation. If someone is not going away from you, you'd say that he was coming straight
toward you.
Okay. And if you saw someone you've not seen for quite a while, you might say, this morning I
saw,
or I, are there any other ways of saying I saw him, I happened to blank?
Run into.
Okay, I happened to run into.
Which really isn't a true statement.
But it is something that we would say.
It's common.
If you're going hunting, a lot of people would take along a good hunting,
knife.
Okay, and sometimes you might take out an animal, especially if you're bird hunting or something like that, or
a dog.
Okay. What would you say if you wanted your dog to attack someone you thought was going to damage your property? What expression do you use?
I would probably say sick 'em.
Sick 'em. Okay. And what do you call a dog that's a mixed breed, kind of a, you know?
A half breed.
Mm-hmm.
If you were specifically talking about a breed of dogs, perhaps a cow dog, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You would say he was referring to him as a part leopard and part cur, perhaps. You'd say he's half breed. If you were in conversation about, generally speaking, about cow dogs, you'd say he was a half breed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're going to talk about a dog who bites, and you might say that dog will blank anyone.
Bite.
Yesterday he blanked the mailman.
He bit.
And the mailman had to go to the office after he got
bitten.
Okay. Now you've already referred to bulls. Are there any other, would around here, would anybody consider bull an impolite word to use in female company?
I don't know whether they would give it that much thought, but a lot of times it is said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, well, that is a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I'm talking about referring to the animal. Are there any other terms for bull that you know of?
Toro.
Toro, okay.
Which is of Spanish descent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the kind of animal you keep for milk?
Milk cow.
Okay. And if you hitched together two animals, what would you call those? The fork, in the plow or a wagon or something?
Well, generally speaking, you'd say a pair of mules, mm-hmm. but you can refer to them as a span of mules.
Okay, that's what we were interested in. Also, what if you're talking about not mules, but other animals? What other animals could you refer to?
Well, horses.
Okay, would you say pair?
A pair, not a span.
Not
a span refers to mules.
Mules only, okay. You mentioned the other day that you're... I think you said your grandfather, great-grandfather, brought in some oxen.
Right.
What about that? How would you refer to those?
A pair of oxen.
A pair of oxen. All right. What do you call a little cow when it's first born?
A heifer.
Okay.
A heifer calf, you would say, in determining sex.
Okay, let's establish sex then. And heifer refers to...
Refers to the female.
And the male?
It would be a bull calf.
A bull calf, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you, when you, a cow is about to have a calf,